from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about the Steelers showing up to La Trobe. Another season begins, embarking on a journey. We will find out in January if it ends with the Steelers' first playoff victory since 2016. That is the goal with all the changes they've made. And there are a ton of storylines for the start of camp, and this is one of them. We will check them off one by one here. And for the first time since the decision was made in the offseason to decline the fifth-year option, Najee Harris talked about it today and admitted that he was disappointed by the news. Unless he's lying, we now know for certain, Malzi, that it was not a situation where he wanted the Steelers to decline the option so he could get to free agency and test the waters, so to speak, and get a richer deal.
Yeah, I believe
and
that.
Find greener pastures.
I believe that is what the kids call cope. That initial leaked report that he was actually happy about this. Oh, no, I'm not mad. This is actually what I wanted. I think he spilled the truer beans. I thought that was the less interesting thing he said of the two. That was like dog bites man for me. He didn't, when asked about why, if they gave him an explanation, he says the direction the offense is headed, they don't know where it's headed. I can tell you one place it's headed, away from Najee Harris in the long term and possibly the short term. That much seems pretty clear.
They're not going to give Pat Freiermuth that reason when they sign him to an extension in the next few days. They're not going to say, well, we don't know where you fit in yet with Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator, so let's hold off. My understanding is that he's probably going to have a deal done before the week is up.
Because they love to use tight ends in the Arthur
Smith
offense. They
start to practice in pads next week.
He'll be done before
then. I think they'll have a deal done so he's out there practicing and not doing a hold-in situation.
So the Arthur Smith offense is known for getting tight ends the football and obviously being built around a running back, and that just tells you everything you need to know about how they view Harris. We know what Derrick Henry did in Tennessee. We know the numbers he put up in Arthur Smith's offense. It's very clear that they don't think Najee Harris is even close to that kind of player. If they did, you would think Arthur Smith would be pounding the table behind the closed doors, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, well,
come on, guys. I see a lot of Derrick Henry in this guy.
Right,
I think I can turn him into like a 1,700-yard rusher.
Okay, so that part I agree with. It's $6.7 million if they felt like the guy was truly what you draft a first-round running back to be, which is a difference-making player, which is to be a all-pro caliber running back, then who cares if he's never played in this offense? If he just got the playbook emailed to him last night, you lock him up for less than $7 million. But they look at him as a disposable player for right now. If the number was half that, I could see them picking it up. But given the landscape, the running back landscape, I think this is not anything different, Chris. Look at everything that happened at running back before we got to Latrobe, not just with the Steelers, but for the rest of the league. Saquon Barkley's playing in Philadelphia. Derrick Henry is going to be a Baltimore Raven. The Joe Mixon's in Houston. Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing 2 years ago. He's in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones was told by Green Bay, okay, we don't need you anymore. He's in Minnesota. Austin Eckler's in Washington. It is a transient position. It is a, we're going to use you up, and then we're going to discard you and throw you away.
And maybe somebody else will want to pay you because right. they think there's something left, but that's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I mean, we've gone through it on this show. If anyone's listening, and I know many of you have, that's why we're usually voted the number one sports talk afternoon show in America. Go look at the leading rushers on Super Bowl teams.
And look at how many of them are first-round picks.
How much
boot.
Money they're making and how they got to the team that they won their championships with.
It is transient position, right? Is that the word you
yes.
use?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it absolutely is an indictment on Najee Harris, but it's also just the nature of the business. There are everyone probably, and maybe their line of work can relate to this in some way, when somebody gets grandfathered in, they have an old deal, they have a better deal. That's the way it used to be. Things change. New boss takes over, new ownership, you name it. And the way things used to be done, no longer the case. Kevin Colbert, more of an old school GM, thought they needed a running back to help Ben. He's gone. Omar Khan comes in, way more analytical, way more about the numbers of football, understands it and gets it more from that perspective. He's not a classic scout.
Andy Weidel comes, who's the personnel guy more of the two, comes from a place where they didn't really find running backs to be high priority
position.
He's
a traditional scout, but he worked for a guy, the GM there.
That's right. He worked for
Kevin Colbert.
He worked for a guy who's Omar, but more established.
Right.
I think the bigger story here is that
Tomlin went along with it.
Well, we've known that the nature of the NFL, which I think we all agreed was evidence that Mike Tomlin was kind of going with those guys and not trying to pound his fist on the table and say, no, I'm pulling it back in a certain direction. Mike Tomlin tries to stop other teams because he's a defensive guy. He knows what the most valuable positions are, quarterbacks and wide receivers and tackles. I think this is more than anything just a coda to a story that was more about the Steelers and the way they are now run than anything else, including the way the league treats running backs, including anything about Harris himself. It was much more for me when they declined that option about the difference between how Kevin Colbert thought franchises needed to build their teams and how Omar Khan and Andy Weidel feel like it needs to be done, period. Like, I think short of Najee Harris being Derrick Henry during his first several years with the team, his first 3 years, I don't really know what they would have had to have seen out of him under this new regime to feel like he was worth giving this option
to. Do you think they're going
to
regret it? He's going to have a big year and they're going to wish they had locked him up for less than $7 million?
No, I don't think they'll regret it for two reasons. One, I don't think they're capable of regretting it. Even if he had a huge year, I think they might just say, we'll find somebody else in the draft. I really do.
And you would be fine with that?
Yes.
Okay. Donnie, are they going to regret this? New offensive line, Arthur Smith, big run-heavy coach. Do you think Najee is primed for his best year and they'll wish they would have him around for less than $7 million next year?
He'd have to have a massive year, like a Derrick Henry in his prime like year for me or I think the organization to feel that way. Because
what if he just looks like the running back he was in the last two regular season games of last year?
Okay.
I mean,
he was great against Seattle and Baltimore.
I know. He was terrific in both those games. One of those games, though, was like a classic, you're only going to run the ball because the conditions dictated you couldn't pass it.
More power to him then.
Yeah,
Everyone knew he was going to run the ball, and he did a great
job. Well, hold on. I also think those are games where it's easier to be an offensive player than it is defensive because you know what you're trying to do offensively. They have to react to you. I think the footing is always a bigger issue for defense.
You guys also listed off the names of some very good running backs that had some very good or great seasons in the league, and they've just been passed around this offseason. Like, almost all of those names you mentioned, I would say, are better overall players than Najee Harris. Maybe they're a few years older, but the best of any of those guys
was better than he's shown here.
Yeah, that's the future that he's looking at.
I believe two things. One, that even if he has a big year, they'll feel like they can replace him. And two, I don't think he's the most explosive running back on
the... From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.